Good Friday morning and welcome to the Get the Scoop Radio Show. This is Kristen Hildebrand. I'm Warren County's Extension Agent for Horticulture, and right alongside with me here also each and every weekday morning is Chris Schalk. He's Barron County's Extension Agent for Agriculture and Natural Resources. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Kristen.
I am like so excited.
Oh, I am too.
I'm cheesing from each ear because we always like to talk about recipes on Friday.
We do.
Just to kind of get people in the groove of thinking about, okay, we got Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
That's right.
To cook a little bit more. So Chris is whipping up a dish that's called Southwestern Greek Yogurt Deviled Eggs.
That's right. It's June. Mm-hmm. It's Dairy Month. And so I thought we ought to go with something that's got a little dairy flavor to it. Got a lot of dairy flavor to it. And it's just something a little bit different. So I thought we'd try these.
Yeah, and especially for a side dish for weekend, this would be really, really good.
Oh, yeah.
So go ahead and go and tell us what all things we need.
All right. So we're going to need a couple dozen hard-boiled eggs. All right? We all know how to hard-boil eggs. This is a super easy recipe as well. We can work that together. A couple dozen hard-boiled eggs. We need 1 cup of plain, whole Greek yogurt.
Okay. Extra protein in it.
Extra protein in it. You're going to like this. We need a half an avocado with the pit removed.
Okay.
All right. We're going to need some spices. And the spices we can do a lot of different things with. All right. We need a half teaspoon of cumin, half teaspoon of paprika, a little cayenne pepper, maybe a little chili powder, some salt, some pepper.
That's pretty simple, though.
Okay. No. All right. Now, we're gonna do this, you know, all of our... You got to fit this for your family, okay? All right. So in a mixing bowl, we're going to add the egg yolks. We're going to split the eggs like we do for deviled eggs. Go ahead and lay the whites out. Maybe go ahead and put them in your serving
dish.
Egg dish. I guess that's what that's called.
Mm-hmm.
So in a mixing bowl, we're going to put the yolks, the Greek yogurt, the avocado, the cumin, the paprika, the cayenne pepper, the salt and pepper, whatever. If you want to put it some other, maybe some chili powder in there. If you're going to do it. This is maybe even a shot of lemon.
Yeah.
Or a shot of lime because we've got a Southwestern deal here.
Yes.
All right. We're going to blend that all together and we're going to get a really smooth texture. Okay. All right. Then we're going to, of course, have our eggs laying there, and we're going to spoon that mixture into our eggs. Now, we can spoon it into there. Well, Kristen, if you want to make it just a little more fancy.
Whippy, right?
No, that's right. We could put that in a pastry bag, okay, or even a, say, just if we don't have a pastry bag.
A Ziploc bag
and cut the end off of it, okay, all right? And we could put it in there and kind of pipe it in there, kind of put some ribbon look to it. And then we can garnish that, okay? So the garnish on deviled eggs, you know, traditional deviled eggs is just paprika, and we could use that. However, we could use some fresh cilantro. We could use some green onions.
Mm-hmm.
We could use a little dill.
I love dill.
I know you do. That's why I threw it in there.
But the cilantro, though, would be a good Southwestern option.
Yes, it probably would. And we might even, you know, just shoot the lime juice over the top of this right now at that thing.
Yeah.
So this recipe, folks, is just a different take on our normal deviled egg recipe. So if you're like, I'm not going with the Southwest recipe, you're not making me change. Okay, fine. Then leave the mayonnaise out, leave the avocado out, and just take the Greek yogurt and the egg yolks and make your grandma's recipe for deviled eggs. Folks, it's going to be a little bit healthier, and you're going to be supporting your dairy farmers because it is June Dairy Month. Make it your own. We'll stick the recipe up there on our website, but with all our recipes, we want you to take them and make them what you and your family want when you enjoy dairy products.
Yeah, and I really enjoy that part with the avocado added in because it's going to be really, really creamy, especially with that yogurt.
It is, and very healthy.
Yeah, so anyway, I'm going to have to give that a try, so don't walk away with
it. I'm not walking away with it.
I'm going to make sure I get that before I go home. So anyway, we really appreciate each and every one of you guys listening to our show. Remember, you can always catch us here each and every weekday morning at 5 a.m. for more Get the Scoop with Chris and Kristen. A big thank you and a shout out to our sponsors that make the show possible, like Hobdy Dine Reed and the guys over at Farmers Regional Livestock Market. So get your scoop right here on Goober 95.1.